Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jai Radha Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा गौर हरि बोल ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 3 एंटाइटल चैप्टर 4 नाउ वी आर रीडिंग सो आई थिंक चैप्टर 3 गॉट ओवर कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट नंबर 1 It's in a prose form, not a poetry form. We'll just read. Shri Sukha Vacha. Atha ha tam utpatyeva bhivai jamana bhagaval lakshanam samyopasama वैराग्य ऐश्वर्य महा विभूतिभिर अनुदिनम एदमानुभवाम प्राकृतय प्रजा ब्राह्मणा देवतास चावनी तल समवनायतिताराम जगद्रु. ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद. श्री प्रभुपाद की जाए. ट्रांसलेशन. शिशुकदेव गोस्वामी सेड, एज सून एज द लॉर्ड वॉज बॉर्न एज द सन ऑफ महाराज नाभी, ही मैनिफेस्टेड सिम्टम्स ऑफ द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, सच एज मार्क्स ऑन द बॉटम ऑफ हिज फीट, फ्लैग, थंडरबोल्ट, एक्सेट्रा. This son was equal to everyone and very peaceful. He could control his senses and his mind, and possessing all opulences, he did not hanker for material enjoyment. Endowed with all these attributes, the son of Maharaj Nabhi became more powerful day after day. Due to this, the citizens, learned brahmanas, demigods and ministers wanted Rishabdev to be appointed ruler of the earth. In these days of cheap incarnations, it is very interesting to note the bodily symptoms found in an incarnation. From the very beginning of his birth, it was observed that Rishabhdev's feet were marked with the transcendent signs, a flag, thunderbolt, lotus flower, etc. In addition to this, as the Lord began to grow, he became very prominent. He was equal to everyone. He did not favor one person and neglect another. An incarnation of God must have the six opulences: wealth, strength, knowledge, beauty, fame, and renunciation. It is said that although Rishabhdev was endowed with all opulences, he was not at all attached to material enjoyment. He was self-controlled and therefore liked by everyone. Due to his super excellent qualities, everyone wanted him to rule the earth. An incarnation of God has to be accepted by experienced people and by the symptoms described in the Shastras. An incarnation is not accepted simply by the adulation of foolish people.
ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगन रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतुषे नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्राभ्यां जगन्नाथाय ते नमः. वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा आई एम फीलिंग वेरी ऑनर्ड टू गेट एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक समथिंग ऑन श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास आई एम नॉट अ क्वालिफाइड पर्सन हु हैज रियलाइज सुप्रीम पर्सन ऑफ गॉडहेड nor who has acquired all good qualities. But since this is service given to me, I will try my best. I seek blessings of all devotees who are assembled here and also those who are online or FM or wherever. Only by mercy of Vaishnavas we can get some ability to do or attempt to do some service to Hari Guru and Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Today is a very special day. What is special day of today? Today is a day when this world receives greatest good fortune. Especially today is a day when Prabhupada arrived in America, Boston. So we see when Prabhupada arrived in Boston and he just had a glance at America, American civilization. So his heart broke. He could see these people are so much overpowered by mode of ignorance and passion. And he was wondering, how is he going to convey them message of God? These people are just running around. And he became little disheartened by seeing people so much covered by Maya. And he felt himself completely unqualified. How can I awaken Krishna consciousness in their heart? And from that feeling of helplessness came his complete dependence on Krishna. And crying for Krishna, begging mercy of Krishna for the deliverance of all the people, he wrote a very beautiful historic poem just to express his heart. He had no intention to publish this poem or something, but he just wrote it, which we know as Markena Bhagavad Dharma. So I will just read some of the lines of this beautiful song. He is singing, Bodo Kripo Kaila Krishna Adha Mera Prati Kela Giya Nile Heto Koro Ebe Gati Ache Kichu Kar Jataba Ei Anu Mane Nahe Keno Ani Bena Ei Ugrastane Rajastama Guna Ero Sabai Achana वासुदेव कथा रुचि नाही से प्रसन्न तबे जदि तबो कृपा होए आहि तुकी सकल संभव होए तुमि से कौतुकी की बावे भूजल तर भुजे से रस ये तो कृपा करो प्रभु करी निज बस তোমার ইচ্ছায় সদা হয় মায়া বশ, তোমার ইচ্ছায় নাশ মায়ার প্রাস, তব ইচ্ছা হয় যদি তাদের উদ্ধার, বুঝিবে নিশ্চয় তবে কথা সে তোমার, ভাগবতের কথা সে তব অবতার, ধীর হয় শুনি যদি কানে বার বার। শুনবা সুখদা কৃষ্ণ পুণ্য শ্রবণ কীর্তন, হৃদয়স্থস্থি অভদ্রাণি বিধুণোতি সুরৎসতাম, নষ্টপ্রায়েষু অভদ্রেষু নিত্যং ভাগবত সেবয়া, ভগবতি উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির্ভবতি নৈষ্ঠিকি। তথা রজস্তম ভাব কামলোপাদয়শ্চয়ে চেতেতর অনবিদ্ধম স্থিতম সত্ত্বে প্রসীদতি, এবং প্রসন্ন মনসো ভগবত ভক্তি যোগতা ভগবত তত্ত্ব বিজ্ঞানম। মুক্ত সঙ্গস্য জায়তে বিদ্যতে হৃদয় গ্রন্থি ছিদ্যন্তে সর্ব সংশয়, ক্ষিয়ন্তি ক্ষস্য কর্মাণি দৃষ্টে এবাত্মনিশ্বরে। রজস্তমো হতে তবে পায়ে বে নিস্তার, হৃদয়ের অভদ্র সতে গুচি বে তাহার, কি কো রে ভুজব কথা বড় সেই চাহি, ক্ষুদ্র আমি দীনহীন কোন শক্তি নাহি, অথচ এন চ প্রভু কথা বলি বারে, যে তোমার ইচ্ছা প্রভু করো এই বারে। অখিল জগত গুরু বচন সে আমার, অলঙ্কৃত করিবার ক্ষমতা তোমার, তব কৃপা হইলে মোর কথা শুদ্ধ হবে, শুনিয়া সবার শোক দুঃখ যে গুজিবে, আনিয়াছো যদি প্রভু আমার না চাতে, নচাও নচাও প্রভু নচাও সে মতে, কাষ্ঠের পুতলি যথা নচাও সে মতে, ভক্তি নাহি বেদ নাহি নামে খুব দর, ভক্তি বেদান্ত নাম এবে সার্থক করো।
সো দিস ওয়াজ আ বিউটিফুল সং কম্পোজ বাই শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। আইল জাস্ট ব্রিফলি রিড দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন। So Prabhupada is writing, "My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me." So Prabhupada is not saying that I have come here by my own efforts, I struggled so hard, he is saying, "No, my dear Krishna, you have brought me here. And now I don't know what to do. Now, you do whatever you want with me. I'm a soul surrendered to you." So we can see his mood of helplessness, his mood of complete dependence on Lord. Then he writes further, "But I guess you must have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place?" So, it was not that when Prabhupada came to America, he was excited, "Great, joy, wonderful, I have come to such a wonderful place and I can enjoy now. Such beautiful palaces, such beautiful building, so much opportunities for sense gratification, joy." He was not feeling like that. He felt, "Oh, it's a terrible place. And why did you, Lord, bring me to this terrible place?" And why it is terrible place, he is mentioning. "Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion, absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for transcendent message of Vasudev. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. It's so unfortunate. They are completely covered by Maya. They are thinking themselves to be happy. That is a great misfortune. They are miserable, but they don't know they are miserable. Imagine somebody is sick and he doesn't know he is sick. That is most dangerous. Somebody is having coronavirus, there are no symptoms, you know. It's very dangerous. It can anytime increase and finish." So he felt, "Oh, these people, they are so miserable, but they are not able to understand. And therefore, they don't feel need
for Vasudev Katha, hearing the message of Vasudev. Which is the medicine. If you don't realize I am sick, we may be hardly interested in taking medicine. At least we come to know I have disease, immediately we are serious about medicine. But these people, how will they take medicine? Because they don't know they are sick. And they are thinking they are very healthy and enjoying life. Now, I do not know how to make them understand. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. So, just see Prabhupada's faith in Supreme Lord. He said, yes, Krishna can make everything possible. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Oh Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. I am helpless, I cannot convince them, but by your mercy, maybe I will be empowered to help them understand your message, my dear Krishna. All living entities have come under the control of illusory energy of your will, and therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. One time, devotees, they asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, this Krishna was so wonderful and it is the topmost thing. Even Bahunam Janmanam Ante, after millions of births, intelligent people, they get opportunity to surrender to Krishna, worship Krishna, but we have got it. Though we are so fallen and we are, coming from different background. How is that? What was our qualification that we received this great wealth, great treasure of Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, you had no qualifications. I created your qualification. So here we see, Prabhupada is praying, I wish that you may deliver them. So if Prabhupada's compassion, Prabhupada's prayers for deliverance of all living entities in this world, for deliverance of all of us, is actually our qualification. If we think I am something, we should know actually we are whatever we are by mercy of Srila Prabhupada, because of compassion of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada came to America to create good fortune for everybody. And by stepping in America, not only praised Westerners, but also had a great influence on Easterners or Indians, who took to Krishna consciousness more seriously. So our good fortune also began in that sense by Srila Prabhupada stepping to America on this today's day. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. So Prabhupada is saying, oh, Bhagavatam is Krishna himself. And anybody receives Bhagavatam, hears Bhagavatam repeatedly, submissively, then one will understand the message of Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada is so intelligent actually that he gave Krishna consciousness and he gave Krishna a lifestyle, he created, made temples, and he gave a wonderful program for everybody to practice Krishna consciousness and advance in Krishna consciousness and perfect life and go back home back to Godhead in this very lifetime. And a part of his program was morning program, evening program, and whole days wonderful services. And part of morning program was attending Mangalarti, then Japa, and Bhagavatam class. So he included hearing Bhagavatam class as a part of daily routine. Because he understands here, he's saying Bhagavatam is your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it submissively, then one can understand the message of God and Supreme Lord can immediately be established in one's heart. So one can see Krishna face to face in heart by just repeatedly hearing this message. So anybody who has faith especially in Krishna and faith in spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic literatures are revealed to him. And we can see Prabhupada has so much faith in Krishna, Krishna in form of holy names, Krishna in form of Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishna in form of deities, and everything he gave in the morning program itself. We have deity worship, we have holy names, and Srimad Bhagavatam, connecting us to our source, Supreme Lord, and faith in spiritual master. Whole day serving for the pleasure of spiritual master. In whichever situations we are, in whatever way we can do. So, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shri Krishna, the personal God who is Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regular attendance in the classes of Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to heart is almost completely destroyed. We see Kali Yuga. People say, oh, there is so much trouble. And even devotees complain. There is so much trouble in life. And Prabhupada is here mentioning here. By regular attendance in classes of Bhagavatam and by rendering service to pure devotees, all that is troublesome in heart is almost completely destroyed. This is a secret. So, life is troublesome, life is busy, but just because life is difficult, life is busy, doesn't mean that we have no time to take medicine also. We have no time to deal with the solution for all our troubles. So, by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire, and hankering, disappear from the heart. Then devotee is established in goodness, and he becomes completely happy. Aribo! Influence of raja and tama are diminished. One is established in goodness and one becomes completely happy. Thus established in the mode of unalloyed goodness, the man whose mind has been enlivened by contact with devotional service to the Lord gains positive scientific knowledge of Supreme Person of Godhead in the stage of liberation from all material association. Thus the knot in the heart is pierced and all misgivings are cut to pieces. The chain of fruity actions is terminated when one sees the self as master. He will become liberated from the influence of modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of heart will disappear. Prabhupada is mentioning that just by hearing the message of Bhagavatam, that all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of heart will be disappearing. So especially this week, from 3rd of September to 9th of September, ISKCON, under the guidance of ISKCON GBCs, world, ISKCON world is celebrating Srila Prabhupada book reading week, or Shravanam week, hearing from Srila Prabhupada by reading his big books. So, and Prabhupada has translated very important books, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Ishopanishad, all these books. If you just hear submissively, attentively, then whatever is troublesome in our heart will be removed and one can be joyfully situated. Isn't it amazing? People try so many ways how to get rid of troubles and how to be joyfully situated. Sometimes people may go for self-help books, they may go for so many different ways, but time-tested, time-proven solution is given by Srila Prabhupada. Not only Prabhupada wrote this in his books, he also demonstrated how people can become happy just by taking to this process of Krishna consciousness, process of hearing and chanting. So we see hippies and so many other people who are into so many bad habits and they were completely covered by illusion, maya. Just by coming in touch with Prabhupada and then coming and taking shelter of Prabhupada books, reading regularly and chanting Hare Krishna and rendering service, how their lives were transformed. So Prabhupada is writing further. How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness, I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. So we see here Prabhupada's mood of helplessness. We see Prabhupada's mood of compassion. And we see Prabhupada deeply taking shelter of Krishna to help people to understand Krishna's message. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak me about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. So this is a secret of Prabhupada's success. Prabhupada was just a humble instrument in the hands of Guru and Krishna. He was a willing instrument. And he's completely dependent on Krishna. He's saying, my dear Krishna, if you want to make me success, okay, that's your will. If you want to make a failure, okay, that is your will. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their heart, they will certainly feel engladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life. Just see Prabhupada's faith in message of Bhagavatam. So therefore we see Prabhupada spent so much time, energy writing his Bhagavatam purports. He sacrificed his sleep. And day after day, month after month, year after year, every day he did this service. Even till last breath. And this was born out of this deep faith Prabhupada had in message of Bhagavatam. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So, if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance. So, Prabhupada is saying, O Lord, please make me dance, you know. Aniya cho jadi prabhu amare nachate, nachao prabhu nachao se mate. नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ से मते काष्ठेर पुतली जथा नचाओ से मते नचाओ प्रभु नचाओ से मते. Prabhupada is saying, my dear Lord, I am just like काष्ठेर पुतली, I am just like a puppet. Puppet has no independence. However, puppeter wants to move, puppet moves. Is it a very happy situation? Imagine. We are just like a puppet. One may feel very disturbed. Are I am losing my free will. But actually, Prabhupada is becoming puppets in the hands of Krishna. So, and that was actually the secret of Prabhupada's success. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So we see one time when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, almost 1977, one of his dear god brothers, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who was very attached to chanting holy names, he came. And another very senior Sannyasi god brother also came to meet Prabhupada, and they were discussing. And then Prabhupada, this Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, just took out topic. He told that another Sannyasi and Prabhupada that, you see, both of you, he told this another Sannyasi that, you are a great scholar, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is also a great scholar. You know English, he also knows English. You went to West, he also went to West. But you are not successful. But Bhaktivedanta Swami became successful. Why? So that Ananda Swami became a little embarrassed. He couldn't say anything. And then Krishnadas, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj himself answered the question. He said, because Bhaktivedanta Swami has great faith in holy names. So because of Prabhupada's faith in Krishna, in form of holy name, in form of Srimad Bhagavatam, in form of deities and his faith in his spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, actually he was successful. And especially we see in today's this song, especially his faith in Bhagavatam is, you know, so much clear. So this Krishna Gana movement is based on the teachings of Bhagavatam. It's a bhakti movement. It's not some social or political movement. And bhakti is a great science. And the science of bhakti is based on scriptures. It's not based on something imagination. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give topmost gift to the whole world, the love of Godhead, especially Braja Bhakti, following the footsteps of Brajavasis. And this is not something sentimental idea. We see when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he flooded the world with Krishna Bhakti and he left. And he instructed Rupa Sanatan, Rupa Goswami, Santa Goswami and other Goswamis to write literature, to explain the science of bhakti, so that people can take it sincerely and make their lives perfect. Whereas we see another group of people, they just externally took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's hearing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's chanting and dancing, and without going deeply into studying his teachings, and that gave rise to many upper sampradayas. When Bhakti Vinod Thakur was there, he saw so many Vaishnava cult and also so many claiming followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he felt very sorry to see their characters, to see their life. Most of them were leading very abominable life. And that time, to consider somebody to be Vaishnava, it was considered very low class. No Bhadra person, civilized person would like to sit with them, because the characters of those were very lowly. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was confused. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given such a profound this thing, and how there are so many apasampradayas. People knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, knew pastimes. And there was Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, also people knew. So he was trying to do research and he was trying to find Chaitanya Chaitamrit. And he took almost 11 years or so of his search, and then finally got one copy of Chaitanya Chaitamrit. And then based on Chaitanya Chaitamrita, then he very systematically established Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Chaitamrita speaks so much of philosophy, explains very systematically Sambandha Gyan, Abhidya Gyan, Prayojan Gyan, you know. So, and Prabhupada, if you read Prabhupada purports in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Prabhupada says this, that the tears of sahajas wash away all conclusions of scriptures. So, if we don't base our bhakti on study of scriptures, especially Srila Prabhupada books, then there is a chance that one may just become sentimental or just become ritualistic. Or another chance is that one may just become fanatical. And we may lose the essence, the bhakti, the pure devotional service. So, it's very important that, you know, one should nourish one's bhakti lata by regularly reading Srila Prabhupada books, studying Prabhupada books. So, Prabhupada said, my books are not only for distribution, but they are meant to for reading. We see, but many times, everybody knows that we should read books, but people find it difficult to read books, isn't it? And what are the common challenges people have? Sometimes people find Srila Prabhupada books hard to read, especially new people. Like I myself remember, you know, somehow in the beginning, I was given perfect question, perfect answer. I was not knowing anything. And when I just took that book and started reading, I saw Prabhupada speaking fools and rascals so many times. I thought, Are, what is this person is so proud? And then I didn't want to read further. But fortunately later on, then I got this essence of Bhagavad Gita by Radhe Shyam Prabhu. And when I read that, oh, that made little sense. And then devotees took me for the camp, yoga retreat camp, 2 days. When I attended, then I understood, oh, Prabhupada is such a glorious person. And I saw this, your ever-well-wisher video. When I knew Prabhupada, and then I developed, by association of devotees, I developed great appreciation for Prabhupada. And then when I started reading book, then it was very exciting. Then I read that life comes from life. And it was so exciting to read. Then civilization and transcendence, then on the way to Krishna, and then science of self-realization, journey of self-discovery, you know, so many books. Then it was so exciting. So sometimes people may not know Prabhupada, who is he? So if people know Prabhupada and his glories, then they read a book that can, you know, they will develop more appreciation for book. Sometimes if you don't know who is the person and just read book, then sometimes we may not take it serious. But if you know Prabhupada and then read Prabhupada books, that's very amazing. Also later on, when I came to Krishna, I saw many devotees were talking about Bhagavad Gita. We should, everything, Bhagavad, every practical class I used to hear, everything is there in Bhagavad Gita. So I personally tried to read Bhagavad Gita in the beginning, but it was a little hard for me because it requires some qualification to understand. It requires some Bhakti Unmukh Sukruti. But later on, I saw when I did this Bhakti Shastri course with Purnachandra Maharaj, and then, you know, our Purnachandra Maharaj taught Bhagavad Gita. It was so exciting. And then also we referred to VIHE manuals, books, study guides, you know. Then Surrender Unto Me by Bhurijan Prabhu. Then things became more and more Krishna. And then very interesting. So sometimes books may appear hard, but if you seek association of devotees, if you seek help of these study guides, or, you know, if you undergo study systematic under the association of devotees and guidance of devotees, where who can clarify doubts, and especially because devotees are living the books, they can explain in a very relevant way. So it becomes easy to understand and digest and appreciate. So when I did Bhakti Shastri, then I developed actually great appreciation for Bhagavad Gita. Oh, so nice. Prabhupada has given essence of Bhagavad Gita so nicely, and also doubts were clarified. And when I read NOD, studied NOD, Braj Bihari Prabhu was teaching us, it was so faith boosting. Especially to know that Krishna consciousness is natural, and like a small child has inherent potency to walk, similarly everybody has inherent potency to, you know, develop bhakti, love for Krishna. It's not an artificial imposition. It was so enthusing for me, and also I was so inspired to take up preaching by studying the science of bhakti. Well, you know, it is a scientific, systematic process, and anybody can take it. It's just a question of understanding process and applying to it. So it was so exciting. Later on, I also saw that, you know, people were talking so much about Bhagavatam. I should study Bhagavatam. Similarly, when I took up Bhagavatam, first canto, first chapter, first sloka, Bhagavatam, it was so difficult and such long purport. Like in those days, I was not able to understand properly. And I said, I don't think in this lifetime I can study Bhagavatam, you know. That first canto was so big, and then second canto, third canto, and no, so many cantos. Bapre, I thought, I don't think in this lifetime I can understand ever. But then, when Rai Shampu and Gaurang Darshanpu and Balram Shaktipu, they started teaching Bhakti Vaibhav. It was so exciting. So those who have studied, digested, assimilated, when they present, it becomes a very sweet experience. So yes, definitely it may appear hard in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada books, but if you know Prabhupada, and then if you take help of, you know, devotees, and sometimes there are now many study guides also produced, like Bhagavatam, you see, Bhurijan Prabhu has made a nice study guide on Bhagavatam, and also Bhakti Vedanta Vidyapit, Govardhan Eco Village, also Sutta Prabhu from London, he has also produced many nice study books. That makes things, you know, little simplified, and, you know, we get some overview, we get, you know, context, we understand things, we understand the links, connections, you know, we can better appreciate. So sometimes books are hard, but in this way, it can become simplified and we can understand. Another challenge devotees have is, sometimes we see there are so many books, which book to read, and sometimes if you want to start Bhagavatam, we think, I don't think I will read, or Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's too big. So no problem, we can always take some section. I remember in early days, in 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, Rai Shampoo used to do Bhagavatam study circle. So every week we used to study some section. And it was so, okay, we may not know everything, but at least some section you study, very nicely study, and not only with a scholarly attitude, but a devotional attitude and with a desire to apply in life, then it can be very nourishing. So, okay. Therefore, devotees have produced small, small books, teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, teachings of Queen Kunti, teachings of Kapil Dev, you know. We can just read those books and, you know, assimilate them and then share with others. Then the study becomes even more exciting. Another complaint sometimes devotees say that, oh, Prabhu, these books are so repetitive. Always Krishna is Supreme Person of Godhead. I am not this body. I am this soul. This material world is miserable. App is always repetitive. And sometimes then one may feel it's boring. But actually that is nature of scriptures. If you study scriptures, scriptures are repetitive because they want to emphasize the important message. And this is a way of teaching also. A teacher, an expert teacher will emphasize on important things. Emphasize on the essence. So that we don't lose the essence. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that entire Vedas basically talk about these three things only. Sambandha, Abhidhaya, and Prayojana. So naturally, we see Prabhupada, every page contains this thing. That Sambandha, Gyan, Krishna Supreme Person Godhead. I am not this body, I am spirit soul, part and parts of Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna. Prayojana, goal of life is not sense gratification, but self-realization. Goal of life is to develop love for Krishna and go back to Krishna, back home, back to Godhead. And the process of bhakti, especially hearing and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the essence is presented so that we don't go off track. And if we just look at Prabhupada books with scholarly attitude, then it may sometimes may feel repetitions. But if you study even from scholarly attitude, under the guidance of devotees who have studied books properly, then we'll see it's not actually repetition. There are different contexts, different deeper message and all these things. And especially if we study with devotion and especially with a desire to apply in life, then we can see very exciting. So one will not feel bored when we are reading with devotion and especially reading with desire to apply in life. So when one will say, oh, these books are so practical. Even Bhagavatam class every day, if you attend with desire to just nourish our bhakti lata, so that, you know, let me hear today's Bhagavatam class. What is Krishna has to say? What is Krishna's message for me? What is Prabhupada's message for me? Which I can apply in my life and progress in bhakti. If you have that attitude, you'll see Krishna will speak through different speaker. Through Krishna will speak through Bhagavatam. Krishna will speak through Prabhupada. And then when we are able to receive this message, and message will directly speak to us, speak to our heart, and we'll feel so enlivened in devotional service. So that desire should be there to advance in bhakti, to improve our bhakti, not just scholarly attitude. So, and especially the mood of taking shelter, like we see Prabhupada in this song today, is taking shelter of Krishna. Similarly, if we also take shelter of Krishna while studying Bhagavatam, depend on Krishna by studying Bhagavatam, you know, and knowing that Bhagavatam is Krishna, or Prabhupada books are actually, Prabhupada used to say, my books are not actually my book, they are Krishna's message, they are Krishna's books, Krishna's words. I am just an instrument. So when we take up in that attitude, then we'll see, oh, Krishna is personally speaking to us, and it will become very relevant. And so, it won't be boring. Another challenge is, we see Kali Yuga means everything is becoming small, and our attention span is also becoming small. Nowadays people don't know much different Puranas, like Bhagavatam Purana or Padma Purana, all this. They know what most famous Purana, they know WhatsApp Purana, Facebook Purana, Google Mahapurana, all this thing, you know. So there they give it in very, you know, exciting ways in form of video, audio, visual, you know, and then that gives senses enlivened, you know, and then that 1 minute video, 2 minutes video, because people have that much attention span. to hear 1 hour, 2 hour, no? Earlier, we see, Parikshit, 7 days, 7 nights. Now that attention span is like very difficult, you know? Or even attention span, you know, whole day difficult. Or 3 hours morning, 3 hours evening also sometimes may become difficult because people, Kali Yuga, no? So, attention span has reduced. So, okay, if attention span has reduced, then we need engagement. Mind is fickle. So, when we are studying, there is need of practical engagement. If you just read, one may sleep. So, okay, read one paragraph and just close the book and ask oneself, okay, what did I read? So, engaging mind. What is Prabhupada saying in this purport? How it is relevant to my life? Is there any preaching value in this? What is the most prominent thing which is striking me? So if you just close book and ask ourselves, then it can help us to not only hear but also do mananam, contemplation. And then we'll be able to engage our mind and be more attentive. Or we can study with group of devotees. Sometimes studying alone, one may feel sleepy, but group of devotees are there. Their collective enthusiasm inspires us. We can have study circles, you know. And then that can inspire us. Especially those who are more learned or more expert or more enthusiastic or those who have taste for studying. If we join with them, we'll see studying Prabhupada books becomes a very wonderful experience. And we can pay more attention. Another thing is that if we share with others, whatever we study, we share, then we'll become more enlivened. So, it's not just we hear and forget, but we hear, we contemplate, and you know, then we try to apply Shravanam, then Mananam, then trying to apply, then it becomes Nidhyasanam. It becomes part of us, that value becomes part of us. And then we share with others as well. So this becomes like a very beautiful process of learning and growing in bhakti and improving our bhakti. And another one of the biggest challenge people often say is time, no time. But actually, it's not that there is no time. If you just calculate how much time I am spending on WhatsApp or social media or internet or just... one will find so much time is spent. It's not generally where whatever our test is there. If you have test for something, time goes. And if you have test for something, we'll find out time. So, more than a time, actually, problem is no taste. Because if you have taste, we'll find out time. And no hunger. Imagine, we have hunger. We always find out time, no matter how much busy we are. We find out time for eating, isn't it? So, these are bigger problems. No taste and no hunger. So, taste will come actually in association of devotees. So, those who have taste for reading and hearing Prabhupada books, Prabhupada teachings, you know, in their association. Therefore, sadhu sangha is actually most important. From sadhu sangha, everything comes. So, if you see those devotees who are deeply absorbed in studying and hearing Prabhupada books, and you know, you'll see they're so enthusiastic, they're so enlivened, they're so blissful, they're so steady in Krishna consciousness, and their preaching is so effective. When they speak something, really enters the hearts of people. So we can see these people who are always, you know, soaked in Prabhupada Vani. Their life is so wonderful. So if you seek that association of those who are seeking shelter in Prabhupada's Vani, then we'll actually get test. And if we serve them, we'll get their mercy and then we can also slowly get test. And in their association, we'll also become hungry. When we get test, also then we'll also become hungry. And also we'll realize how much sick I am. How much fallen I am. How much unfortunate I am. And then we'll understand, oh, this is medicine. We'll become more eager for the medicine. And when we take medicine, more we are cured, then more we'll feel these books more tasty, sweet, ruchi will develop. And when ruchi will develop, then we can always find time. We see in Prabhupada times, Prabhupada disciples, they were so busy, morning till night. But they were always used to find some time. Like, we hear Ladini Mataji. She was alone and she had so many services, two whole day DT services, cooking for the Lord, offering boga, dressing, and so many whole day, morning till night. But then, in between offering, in between different, whatever times she used to get, she used to read. Like when she is cooking, in her kitchen also she had kept some books. So while cooking, some time is there. So in 2 minutes, she will read one paragraph, then again cook, and then again 5 minutes, then read something. Then put book plate for offering, then you have 10 minutes, then again you read. So in this way, that's how actually most of the Prabhupada disciples read books with great eagerness and no. And so like that. So if you have taste, then we can find time. Nowadays, okay, there is technology. If they have taste, we can use it properly. Like Veda base is there. Wherever we go, we have the books. Sometimes carrying big books may be challenging. Actually, best is if you can carry books, physical books, wonderful. But now books are form in e-form also. So whenever we are waiting for a bus, we are waiting for anything, sometimes in office also, one may always get some breaks. One can always find some time. And especially if you make a commitment to share with others, then actually it will also force you to study books. So if you are ready, regularly sharing, you know, then also it can inspire us to read. But definitely, we should not be reading only for, you know, sake of preaching, but also for our own personal nourishment. So especially this week is, you know, very wonderful week where we can little reflect on our quality of study of Prabhupada books, our quality of our relationship with Prabhupada, Prabhupada Vani, and how to we can refine it and how to access the mercy. Prabhupada has come to this world to make whole world fortunate. So why should we remain unfortunate? We should also think how I can access the mercy and become myself fortunate. And we should also think how we can make whole world fortunate. Now we see the world is in great misery, in anxiety, in suffering. People are so unfortunate. So if we can give them Krishna consciousness, if we can give them Prabhupada books, if we can give them holy names, in this way we can make them fortunate. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to say, there is only one thing lacking in this world, that is lack of Krishna consciousness. So let us take shelter of Prabhupada Vani and become fortunate ourselves, and also share that with others and make whole world fortunate. Also next week from 17th September, 23rd September, all over ISKCON world, people are celebrating World Holy Name Week, World Holy Name Festival. So that is another way to make whole world fortunate by distributing the mercy of Lord, especially by distributing the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here today we are seeing in today's Bhagavatam verse, Supreme Lord Rishabhdeva has appeared as son of Nabi, and all the citizens are so excited. And here in this today's verse, Prabhupada is mentioning that when Rishabhdeva appeared, he had some wonderful markings on hands and legs. And Prabhupada said, this is the test for incarnation. Nowadays, so many people are cheaply saying, I am incarnation, accepting anybody falsely as incarnation. But actually, we can't blindly accept anyone as incarnation. We can see the markings. And incarnation is mentioned in the scripture. Incarnation means he comes with a mission. And he does external things which no human being or no living entity can imitate. We see that, you know, incarnation means they have six opulences. Like in today's verse, it is said that how Rishabhdev was filled with six opulences. And then he was sense and mind controlled, and he had no desire for material enjoyment. Supreme Lord never takes pleasure in material activities. He is completely spiritual and beyond this materialistic things. You know? So we see, because he was self-controlled and everybody loved him. Sometimes we want that people to love us. But here Prabhupada says in purport, because Rishabhdev was self-controlled, everybody loved him. So if you want the people to love us, we have to control our mind and senses. And to control mind and senses, we have to focus and engage our mind and senses in Krishna. The master of mind and senses. Rishikena Rishikesh Sevati. And in this way, we can become fortunate by connecting to Krishna. Also, in the introduction, we see Prabhupada is mentioning that there was no rains, and Rishabhdev, by his powers, arranged rains. Somehow Indra was playing little mischief and he was not giving rain. So Rishabhdev himself arranged rains, and then Indra was humbled, and then he gave his daughter in marriage to Rishabhdev, the Jayanti. He had son Jayant and Jayanti. Jayanti was given in marriage to Rishabhdev, and then from Jayanti, Rishabhdev had 100 children. And we see, it is said that nine of them, Bharat Maharaj was the elder, he became the king, and then others followed him. And then also 81 became Brahmanas, and 9 became Paramhansas, Navayogendras, which we hear about them in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we see such wonderful things we can hear just by reading Bhagavatam. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. I do not know, time is over, but anybody has any comment or question, whether I can take, not take. Anyway, since most of them are online, they have any free will to leave any time. If you have any questions or comment, you can ask. Otherwise, we end here. Okay? Yes.